Watch, six-figure ad airing in swing states during first debate blames Joe Biden for Rachel Warren's murder. By John Binder on June 26, 2024. A six-figure ad campaign airing in several swing states, set to run during the first presidential debate on Thursday, will blame President Joe Biden's border policies for the murder of Rachel Warren allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien MS-13 gang member. The $200,000 ad buy from the nonprofit Building America's Future will run in Nevada, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, and Georgia from June 26 through June 28. Related video, Mayorkas, no evidence migrants brought by ISIS-affiliated network planning to harm U.S. In addition to the 60-second digital ad, the group will post mobile billboards and projections of the ad on famous buildings in Atlanta, Georgia, Greensboro, North Carolina, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It just keeps happening, the ad starts. Lack and Riley wasn't the first. And in Joe Biden's America, sadly, she won't be the last. The ad seemingly blames Biden for Rachel Warren's murder. Warren, a mother of five children, was found bludgeoned on a walking trail in Harford County, Maryland, in August 2023. On June 15, police announced that 23-year-old Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, an illegal alien from El Salvador with ties to the MS-13 gang, was arrested for her rape and murder. Illegal immigrant Victor Hernandez, he was wanted for murder, but Biden let him in, the ad states. Now, he's charged with raping and beating Rachel Warren, mother of five, to death, the ad continues. Lack and Riley and countless others. Joe Biden's open border, a nightmare for American women. Martinez Hernandez is among roughly 2 million known illegal alien gotaways who have successfully crossed the southern border on President Joe Biden's watch, undetected by Border Patrol agents. On three occasions in 2023, Border Patrol agents apprehended Martinez Hernandez, twice in January in New Mexico and Texas, as well as once in February in New Mexico. On each occasion, he was returned to Mexico. Sometime after he was last returned to Mexico, Martinez Hernandez crossed the border and made his way to California, where he allegedly assaulted a woman and her child. He later traveled to Maryland, where he was accused of raping and murdering Warren. Before crossing the border, Martinez Hernandez was accused of having murdered a woman in his native El Salvador after leaving a bar with the victim. The woman's body was discovered days later. Building America's Future ran a similar ad during Biden's last State of the Union address, blaming the murder of Lacan Riley, allegedly at the hands of an illegal alien released into the United States, on the president. Lacan Riley should have been able to go on a run in broad daylight without being murdered by an illegal immigrant. But Joe Biden promised not to deport illegal immigrants, the ad states. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.